Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Brad, this week I have some bad news. Osborne Family Lights is going away at Hollywood Studios.
Ooh.
And I never got to see it.
Yeah. So how bad do you feel now that you were there last? Wasn't it last year that you were there?
Yeah.
When you could have seen the Osborne Lights and you chose not to go see the Osborne Lights?
I feel worse about the reason I didn't see the Osborne Lights than the fact that I didn't see them.
Yes,
I didn't see them
because remind us why?
Dinner.
Yeah, dinner.
Not just dinner, but dinner at the Grand Floridian Cafe, which was good, but now in hindsight, with the Osborne Family Lights going away forever, not worth it.
But just out of curiosity, would you be able to go visit the Grand Floridian Cafe, say, I don't know, next year?
At any other time?
Yes. Because guess what you won't be able to do next year? The Osborne Family Lights.
Stop it.
Yes. I'm going to berate you about this because I told you before you went, you should go see these. And I'm telling everybody right now, you need to go see the Osborne Lights. This is your last opportunity. You have from November 3rd to January 3rd to get your trip together to Disney to go see the lights. And as a matter of fact, after I saw the blog post about this from Disney, so Disney did decide to tell everybody, which I appreciate, by the way. I greatly appreciate that Disney at least went out and said, hey guys, this is it. This is going to be the last time that these lights will be here, because what really scared me was that Disney would put the lights up, not tell us all, and then about like July put a blog post up and be like, well, due to changes at the park, we will be unable to show the Osborne Family Lights this year. And you know what I'm saying? So, like, it would all be after the fact. So I appreciate that they got in front of it.
Dude, you know what the worst part is, though? It's that I made the same dumb mistakes on my honeymoon at Disney World. I let dinner reservations get in the way of doing stuff that would have been more fun and more memorable. And I don't understand why I do that. Because now I'm like, man, if we had just sacrificed our dinner at Grand Floridian Cafe and went to any other restaurant later, even if it was counter service, it would have been far more worth it. Because now I have never seen this beautiful, wonderful light show that I wanted to see so badly when we were first going, when we were planning this trip, that I wanted to see so badly, and I was so happy that we were planning our trip in late November when the light show would be on. And like, it was the one thing that I told myself, we have to do this. This is the one thing I don't want to miss. We have to do this. And then dinner. And I feel like such an idiot now because dinner.
Right. Here's how important the lights are. Once this blog post came out, I shared it with my family, and the response within about 30 minutes were, oh no, that's horrible. Aren't they going to put it somewhere else? Which Disney has responded to at least one comment on the blog post where they asked that exact question. They said, at this time, we have no plans to relocate Osborne Family Lights. And then, you know, my family's next response was, okay, family meeting. And in the span of approximately 4 days, we have already planned a trip to Disney. We will be going to Disney in November, and we will be going and seeing the Osborne Family Lights at least one more time before they go away, because that's how big of a deal it was to our family. And, you know, it's one of those things where I know, you know, there are so many things at Disney that are big to some people and not big to others, and everybody has the things that they really like. And this, like, you know, this stings to see that they had to get rid of this, and they can't. I still hope that somehow they find some way to relocate this to Epcot, to Downtown Disney, to a resort area, anywhere that doesn't involve them having to get rid of it. But it's gonna be bad. It's gonna be bad, you know.
Yeah, I can't imagine like. This, you know, we talked about if Fantasmic was going to get the cut when all these changes were announced. If Fantasmic was going away, Claire and I would be on a plane no doubt. We would find a way. We would do whatever it took to go and see Fantasmic five more times. We'd probably go to both showings every night just to get as much Fantasmic into our ears as we possibly could. So I totally understand your family meeting. And honestly, I might have a family meeting of my own to see if there's any way that we can possibly go and do this, because I would hate to have missed out on this for a lifetime. You know, I know I'm talking about this like, oh my gosh, a family member is dying and I have to go and see them, but it's, this stuff is important. This stuff is like memories with my wife walking down the streets of America to see these Osborne family lights. That is worth so much to me. For me and Claire to be able to look back in 10 years at photos, to open up Time Hop, which is a great, great, great app, and see photos from the Osborne family lights 10 years from now and go, oh my gosh, I am so glad that we made that stupid, irresponsible, weekend-long trip to Walt Disney World to go and see that. That is worth so much to me, because it can't ever happen again. And I think I'm going to go. I think I just decided right now that I'm going to do whatever I have to do to go, because the memories and the thought of never getting to see that, I don't want to do that.
Right. And you know, you're talking about the memories to be made. Again, this is where I proposed to my wife. Was at
Oh no way, I didn't know that.
Yes. I proposed to her at the Osborne Lights, over, you know, they've got the one tunnel with all the lights overhead, and just off to the side, because she had told me long ago that if she was proposed to, she didn't want it to be a big deal. She didn't want to be a big crowd, and so I waited till almost the end of the night. And over, you know, by like the, I don't know, the courthouse, main building, whatever that is back there, just off to the side of the lights, that's where I proposed to her. And so, you know, we've got pictures, because I fortunately, Disney is amazing when it comes to working with you on engagements and stuff. They actually, you know, one of the photo pass people showed up conveniently and got some photos, you know, while I was proposing to her and everything. You know, and this was something that she, you know, this is what my wife looks forward to at Disney. And, you know, it's hard for her to know that thing that is like so now ingrained in our kind of story is not going to be there anymore. You know,
Brad, that is the best. I would pay for you to go to do that. Oh my gosh. That is amazing. I had no idea. That is so cool.
Yep. So,
oh man, I'm so happy you're going to get to go. Even if I don't, man, I'm so happy that you get to go and see that one last time. You better take some photos.
Needless to say, we will be taking our own photos, and we have already purchased the Dreammaker package.
Oh, good.
That is on a what will be 3 days in the park trip. We will make that photo that Dreammaker package worth it, and then some.
But
Osborne Lights, it's going to be tough to say goodbye. But it is worth noting, though, that they are doing this year, they are doing a dessert party, which, again, our family is going to be jumping on. I think September 16th is when the reservations are going to open for that.
Yeah.
They're offering a dessert party up through, I think, New Year's Eve or the day before New Year's Eve, so December 31st. And I think, like, the 1st through the 3rd, they're actually going to do some sort of dinner thing over there as well. But...
cool.
No information about what it cost, and again, with
a lot
with my family, it doesn't matter what it costs.
Right.
I will say that they did a Frozen dessert party over there last year, and the Frozen thing, which included some other stuff, was $89 per person for adults. But we talked about that, I think, when we covered the Frozen Summer Fun or something like that, and it included some, like, I think maybe priority seating and a lithograph and some other things.
Yeah, you got a little bit of merch, I think, with it.
Yeah, but this will probably be close to that, and it will be way overpriced for dessert, and we'll go do it. But yeah, if you want to go see the Osborne Family Lights, folks, this is the chance to do it. Go get your dessert party. Don't go get your dessert party, but don't miss those lights.
Yeah, definitely. So this is going away because of Star Wars Land, right?
They've said because of Star Wars Land and Toy. It's interesting that they said it's because of Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land.
Oh, okay. Which, well, Streets of America is a pretty big chunk of the park.
It is.
So I wouldn't be surprised if both of them were going to take up a little bit of space, you know? Because it's like Streets of America and Lights, Motors, Action are pretty huge parts of that park. And until now, you know, excluding Osborne Family Lights, I mean, Streets of America is just kind of like this cool, like, oh my gosh, we're on a street in America, you know? But, like, it doesn't really serve any kind of a grand purpose or anything.
Yeah, it's extremely underutilized. There's no doubt about it.
So I think excluding the Osborne Family Lights, which is a darn shame, and it's a shame that they haven't said, don't worry, we're going to set up Osborne Family Lights all around the world showcase, which makes total sense to me, but it's a shame that they haven't said anything like that, because, man, what a loss. What a loss of, like, an iconic, non-Magic Kingdom thing, because I feel like it's hard at Disney to find a really, like, truly iconic show of some kind, whether it's lights or fireworks or anything, that doesn't take place at the Magic Kingdom or at Disneyland. Like, Illuminations at Epcot is truly iconic, and something that is meaningful and something that is really good and very well done. And the Osborne Family Lights at Hollywood Studios are that way as well. Something that people point to as a reason to go to that park during, you know, the Christmas time months. And to lose that, I mean, it would be like losing Illuminations and having nothing to replace it with, and just go, you know what, at night, Epcot's not going to have a fireworks show anymore, and, you know, like, sorry. And I just, like, it's so sad that this is, like, going away and not coming back.
Yes, and let's hope, again, let's hope that from the outpouring Disney hears from the fans that that decision gets rethought. Again, I have no problem with Streets of America going away. I have no problem with Osborne Lights no longer being at the Streets of America.
Right. But the fact that they're not going anywhere is the problem.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, you said throughout the World Showcase, I could make the argument pretty easily to myself of why that wouldn't work. But they've got actually an area in Epcot that they could open up in the World Showcase area that they could put it. They could put it in the, you know, find some way to fit it in the U.S. if you have to. If they want it to work badly enough, Disney can make this work
right.
Still. And I truly believe that the Imagineers have the skills to do that, and hopefully they will. But again,
what if they did it? What if they did it down Hollywood Boulevard in DHS in Sunset and just put it at the front of the park?
I personally think that would look awesome, but the crowds that run through that, I think, would make it impossible, because you almost have to have it in an area where you can let some people in and push some people out and make sure it's one way only, which you could never do at the entrance to the park.
Yep. Okay.
You know, and that's what they've had to, again, because there are so many people that go and see this when it happens, that's what they've had to do. I mean, this place gets, like, shoulder to shoulder. I mean, just insanity when the rest of the park, there's just nothing. In comparison, it feels like there's nobody in the park, like when you get to the Osborne Family Lights. But you know, change has to happen. I just wish this change didn't have to happen.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. What a bummer. Like, it's funny. Normally we record on Thursday, and Brad and I were texting, and we were like, you know what? There's not really any news to talk about. And then Friday, Brad texts me, I guess we're going to have to talk about this now. And I'm like, what? And I clicked the link and I read it, and I was just like, oh no, you know? And it's like, man, I kind of wish we'd have recorded on Thursday because yes, then we wouldn't have to talk about this, because hopefully by next Thursday, some other, you know, fun news will have come out. But, oh man, just like, what a bummer. I hope they don't, like, next Friday be like, and Wishes is also going away forever.
Oh, by the way, thanks to Toy Story Land and Fen and Star Wars, we're also going to get rid of Fantasmic.
Yeah, we're canceling everything.
We made Brad depressed 1 week, so now we need to make Jeremy extra depressed.
I can't afford for them to do all of these things. I can't afford to make all these different trips.
Disney spread these things out so you make sure that you can bilk us for the money a little at a time.
Yeah, just cancel one thing a year, please.
There you go.
Oh, man. Well, I guess that'll do it for this week's episode. You can follow us on Twitter, at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at our website, which is missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.